The Victorian government's defending its law and order crackdown after the state's ombudsman found overcrowding in jails was putting the safety of prisoners and guards at risk. The ombudsman also concluded that the corrections department wasn't doing enough to protect prisoners at risk of suicide. The Victorian opposition and lawyers say the ombudsman's report is proof that the Napthine government has failed to plan for the consequences of talking tough on crime. Samantha Donovan reports.
Victoria's coalition government has been under pressure in the last year over the increase in the state's prison population. The Victorian Ombudsman, George Brower, decided to investigate. He's found Victorian prisoners are now more likely to be physically or sexually assaulted or self-harm than at any other time in recent years, and prison staff are at greater risk of assault by prisoners. He's blaming a lack of funding for leading to the overcrowding and an increase in tensions and violence. But the state's Corrections Minister, Edward O'Donoghue, is defending the government's focus on law and order.
The government makes no apologies for fixing the parole system. We inherited a parole system that was in crisis. We are all too familiar with the terrible crimes and murders that were committed by too many parolees. And yes, the consequences of the reform process we have undertaken in the parole system has led to more people being in prison.
The Ombudsman has also made damning findings on the situation in Victoria's police cells. He's found the cells are being used as de facto prisons, sometimes holding as many as 350 detainees across the state, and that's leading to fewer officers on the beat. The Ombudsman also found detainees are being held at the Melbourne Custody Centre without access to fresh air or natural light, which he says is in breach of the Victorian Charter of Human Rights. Martin Pakula is the Victorian Opposition's corrections spokesman.
The government likes to beat its chest about how it's tough on crime, but because it's so dysfunctional, it didn't give any thought to what kind of investment you need to make in the system before you decide to lock up thousands of extra people. And if you're elected in 2010 and you decide that you're going to increase capacity in 2017, but you're going to lock up thousands of extra people in the meantime, where are they meant to go?
The Ombudsman says 55% of Victoria's prisoners are at risk of suicide or self-harm, and the Corrections Victoria has been slow to implement suicide prevention strategies like stopping access to razor blades and removing structures from which a prisoner could hang himself. In fact, the Ombudsman says nearly 40% of Victorian prison cells have hanging points. The Corrections Minister, Edward O'Donoghue, says there hasn't been a suicide in a Victorian prison in the last financial year.
I think the Ombudsman has misunderstood the system that is used by Corrections Victoria. Less than 0.2% of the prisoner population is at risk of suicide, immediate risk of suicide. If all the recommendations made by the Ombudsman were fully implemented, the cost to the taxpayer, I'm advised, would be in excess of $1 billion.
Criminal justice advocate Peter Norden is an adjunct professor at RMIT University and was the chaplain at Melbourne's Pentridge Prison in the late 80s and early 90s. He welcomes the Ombudsman's report.
I think it's a reasonable warning to be giving to the Victorian government that the policies that they've implemented in the last 2 or 3 years have brought about a rapid increase in the prison population in a way that makes it very difficult to manage the system adequately. Overcrowding of a prison system is a sign that the system's out of balance and hasn't been properly managed, that the proper alternatives haven't been implemented, that the diversion programs haven't been successful. And so it all gets clogged up back in the prison or in the police cells.
The Victorian Corrections Minister Edward O'Donoghue says of the Ombudsman's 39 recommendations for the Corrections Department, 31 are standard practice or are already being implemented.
Samantha Donovan.